Let's continue in the Gemara Daf Gimel. Alat Chazer, everybody. We're trying to, you know, move along, but please permit Chazer what you can. So Gemara continues with the inyan of the shear of the minimum shear of a sukkah, which we touched on already before. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Halacha. Tzvicha shetehei machzekes rosho verubo v'shulchano. The halach is that the sukkah has to contain the mount that can be rosho verubo v'shulchano, which we know is zayin tzvachim by zayin tzvachim. We had the machokas yesterday. We noted with the taptosis whether that means you mamish have to have at least zayin in both directions, or it's enough to have the area, a kopanim, that's the shir. Rosho brubo v'shulchanah. That is what Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said. Amalei Rabbi Abba, keman kebeis shamay. Who are you saying this according to? According to beis shamay. And Rashi points out, because of the Mishnah Daf Chav Ches, di kebeis hilo lo boi shulchanah kedekaman perka yashin. We'll see, Mark's going to soon quote it. The Mishnayos seem to indicate a machlokes b'shamay b'sil regarding whether shulchano has to be in the sukkah. So what we're saying here is that the halacha that requires shulchano in the sukkah, the shear has to be enough to contain the shulchan as well, that would be following b'shamay. That's a question. Typically we hold like b'sil amalei el keman. Who else? Meaning, yeah, we actually go like b'shamay, that's who it is. And that's why you need the extra tefach, that's what the Rishonim point out, to accommodate the Shulchan as well. Ika da'ami, some phrase it differently, the conversation, Amar Rabbi Abba, when Rabbi Abba responded to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, he said, the Amar Lachmani. He didn't himself identify the Shammai, he said, who are you saying this like? Amalei, so he responded, I know very well, Beis Shammai, it's Beis Shammai who I say this like, V'lo tazuz me not, but don't budge from this, we do in fact hold like Beis Shammai. So, Chora, this is what comes out, that in this inyan, that the sukkah has to be the shir zayin al zayin tfachim, roshu v'shulchano, that is kishitas Beis Shammai. In fact, that's the halach. But now we have to look closer at the Mishnah Chav Ches that we are alluding to here, that we're identifying Beis Shammai as consistent with this psak. Maskif lo Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Mimai the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel besukkah ktana pligi Dilma besukkah gdola pligi. How do you know that the machokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is about the question of the sheer sukkah of sukkah ktana? Maybe the machokes has to do with the sukkah gdola. Ukigon, what would be the situation? In other words, the shulchan is not in the sukkah, but we're not talking about the sheer at all. The minimum sheer sukkah. The person is sitting at the mouth, literally, of the sukkah. Again, to see exactly where. See, b'fnim b'chutz. He's at the edge of the sukkah. V'shulchano b'toch habayis. And the shulchan is not in the sukkah. The shulchan is indoors. And now we have the following machokas. And the Gemara now explains what the machokas will be. The Beis Shammai savri gazrinan shema yimashich achas shulchano. Beis Shammai says that you're not yotze mitzvah sukkah, at least midrabbanan, what they see the implications, but you ought to not do this. This is not a halacha in the cheft of the sukkah, obviously. This is a halacha in yeshiva sukkah, right? That we're not going to permit you to eat in the sukkah in such a manner that the shulchan is indoors. Why not? Because the fear is that you'll be drawn after the shulchan and you'll end up eating chutz l'sukkah. So therefore, we cannot permit such a yeshiva sukkah. Some machlokes, the Beis Shammai made a gzeira, and Beis Hillel didn't accept the gzeira. And that's what this machlokes is about, in which case it has no bearing on what we're talking about over here. How do you know that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a machlokes b'chal about the shir sukkah? The machlokes is only about whether you make a gzeira in a case like this, whether you can allow such a yeshiva sukkah. This is the kasha asked by Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and he presses the point further, v'deka nami. And I'll in fact show you from the Lashon of that Mishnah that that's in fact what's going on. Deka nami, diktani. The Lashon of the Mishnah is, and he's quoting now the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches, mi shahaya rosho v'rubo besukkah v'shulchano b'toch habayis, So if a person has a situation, he and his most of his body is in the sukkah and the shulchan is in the house, so it's phrased as a situation of a person who happens to be in the sukkah with the shulchan inside the house. The emisa, and if you're telling me that that you're interpreting the machlokas about what is the shir sukkah, does the sukkah have to have the shir that can contain the shulchan or not, then that's not the way that Mishnah should be phrased. V'emisa machzekes v'ein machzekes miboyle. The way that the Mishnah should be phrased is, if I have a sukkah, that's not machzekes shulchan, no? So Beis Shammai would say that that's not going to work. And Bisho would say that it is. So the shayla is whether the sukkah has to be mafik the shulchan, but that's not what it says. It talks about misha haya, the shulchan betoch habayis. So this is from Nachman by Yitzchak's challenge. Let's just look at Rashi so far. V'deka nami gasinan. That's the Girsa. V'deka nami dil kamon migdola pligi, that the machokis is a sukkah gdola. Now here Rashi says, v'hu yoshiv ala pesach mibachutz. So what does Rashi mean exactly? V'rosha muskav l'tocha. So Rashi, v'shulchanu fnei gufo babayis. So here Rashi's words suggest exactly what's the case. Where is he? Where is he? His head is where?
Inside.
Rosh Hamushkab with Tocha. What? No, where's his head? In the sukkah. And where is the rest of him? Outside. And where's the shulchan? Outside. Yeah. Strange. Why does Rashi have to do that? Let it be. Why can he be completely in the sukkah and the shulchan is outside? Why does Rashi do that? When I saw it, what? Where do you see the Lashon HaMishnah? I think Kavod HaSanu discusses it too, but I noticed in the Mishnah Berurah, when we'll get eventually to the Sharasiyan, but he brings opposite. He says that he is Mifnim. He's Bifnim. It doesn't say that.
Bachutz.
Right. So what's Rashi say? Why is Rashi says? That's what with Rosh Berubo. Who Yoshev al pesach bachutz Rosh Mushka betocha? So where's Rubo? Sounds like from Rashi. Why does Rashi do this? Why does Rashi say that it's who Yoshev pesach bachutz? I mean, I understand either way. The point is clear that he's going to be nimshach achas shulchano. But I mean, he can be nimshach achas shulchano regardless of whether he's, you know, how much of him is inside. He could be all inside, but he could also be nimshach achas shulchano. What do you think of that?
Rashi earlier said that they used to lean on their left side.
They were leaning, yeah.
The way Rashi
he's on an angle.
If you say that he's completely in the sukkah, then he's going to be like leaning forward. It'll be like he's leaning forward. The way Rashi
since they were eating on an angle, they're lying down. So it's not shayach. A nimshach achas shulchano. The only mitzvah of nimshach achas shulchano could be when it's like this, when he's. And his body's outside. I hear you saying. Okay, maybe that's what the Shaar Tzion just brings the other case, because he's talking about our, you know, what we're doing, we're scoofing. Could be, I don't know, maybe that's what it's about. I don't know. Yeah?
The Kud is the most extreme case, meaning Rashi telling you this is the least that someone could be inside of a sukkah, still be Yosei the Mitzvah, at least the Doraisa, let's say. Right? I mean, it seems like, I don't know
exactly
whether the machlokas
b'shamah b'stelol is. It's a big sukkah, and he's saying most because Rosho is inside. That's what
it's
he's
just his Rosho. That's the only thing that's inside. And maybe Mikra
Rosho Mushka v'tocha.
Mikra didn't work. There's a separate issue that this might be considered a yeshiva of a sukkah from Mikra. She's giving you the most experience.
I don't know. Let me hear. What do you have to say, Rafi?
The Yaakov the Parson.
Yes.
That
yeah, they've been saying it to look. What does he say? Yeah.
Then it's Rosh Hashanah.
Ah, they're learning that Rosha doesn't mean just Rosha. They're learning Rosha Berubo is in the sukkah and just the rest of his body. So what does Rashi want exactly?
How could it be only Rosha? Even Beit Hillel require that you need Rosha
for the ability. Now we're talking about two things. That's in terms of the Shia sukkah. Now we're talking about sukkah gedola. We're talking about the sukkah gedola, just trying to figure out, he's eating his head, so he's eating, and his head is in the sukkah, and he's eating, obviously, in the sukkah, but the shulchan is outside, and the question is, where's the rest of him? Without Rashi, you would just assume everything was in the sukkah, and the shulchan was outside. That would be the passion. What did they change? They changed the gear to mamish, the same thing. No. Okay. I think the Kavanah Sanah has something on it. I didn't have a chance to look carefully, but I think he's on it. But I noticed in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings the Bifnim also. Okay, maybe they changed Rashi. Okay. Yes?
It's possible that we don't know what Yimshach means. Maybe it means if his table's outside, his table's in the house, maybe that just means I'm going to start eating in the sukkah, and then I'm just going to want to be with the table. I'm going to go inside.
Right.
Or it could mean that when he's leaning, because the table is going to be situated so that it's opposite his chest, right? And his chest, then the table's outside the sukkah, and then he is leaning on his left. And so then his whole body is now going to be outside the sukkah. It's not, once you have the table outside the sukkah, he's not going to be having.
What's forcing Rashi to say this?
That's what draws him, he said.
What
does Yimashach HaFar
HaSukkah?
If he was inside the sukkah, he's Yimashach HaFar HaSukkah. Meaning, if his head is sitting outside the sukkah, then what? Meaning, Yimashach
HaFar HaSukkah. See, there's a kasha. You're saying the following, with the Rishonim being the thing. Why should you assume that he's going to be Nimshach HaShulchan? No, by Sukkah Gedola, we could just as well think that what will be? You bring the Shulchan to him. By a Sukkah Ketana, that's not possible. It doesn't fit. By Sukkah Gedola, you could just as have the Shulchan brought to him. So what are you saying? So why are we thinking it's going to go the other way? So you're saying, since part of him is anyway outside.
Most of it is outside.
Most of it is outside.
So it means Yimshach, you're outside.
So part of you is outside. So Rashi, the reason why we're thinking that Yimshach because part is outside. Okay, it's an interesting idea. Okay, but what does that mean? A Maisa, the Gezerah would not be true if you were all inside. Mestama, yes. Mestama, that would be the same. Beshame would still say it's no good, regardless, right? So Manafshach, if you only goes there in this case, then what would be the other case?
They're eating with their own personal tables.
Okay, maybe you go back to what Gedalia said. That was the way they anyway were on an angle. They were reclining. So the table is going to be, I don't know. Yeah.
Just in terms of a simple reason, not getting into any detail. The Rear Sheva Pesach Mubuchot, meaning the Rear Sheva Pesach Mubuchot, meaning how does a person usually sit? Usually a person sits, he doesn't sit on his back, he sits on the lower half of his body. So when it says Rear Sheva Mubuchot, it means that the lower half of his body is situated outside. And then when it says his head is Bifinim, that means that he then puts his head Bifinim, therefore everything above the lower half of his body is Bifnim. That would include Rosh or Rubo.
So Hu Yoshe just means the bottom part of his body and still Rubo inside. So you're saying we're still Rubo inside.
Yeah.
Even though Rashi's Rosh or Mushkava Tocha.
Okay.
Rashi's words, you have to know something's you have to give in the Russian or something. The Rosh or Mushkav. If you're not changing the gears, so then Rashi left that Rosh of Rubo. Okay, Zozain, whatever. It's hard to know how to pin it down to Rashi. But Lamaisa, we understand the issue. The kasha was that Lamaisa from the fact that it's stated as Misha Haya Rosh of Rubo, it sounds like we're discussing a case of a sukkah gedola, and the shayla is whether it goes there of Shema Yimshach. Midiktani Gabi Prukta, next Rashi, Misha Haya below Ibishur the sukkah. It's not discussing the Shir sukkah. It's talking about a person who happens to be in a situation. The Emisa, this is all the raya that is brought here by Nachman by Yitzchak. The Emisa, the Bishur the sukkah plugi, as you have been assuming so far, that the Machokis is Machokis in Shir sukkah, then what should it be in the Lashon HaMishnah? Listen, it should say, Sukkah, HaMachzekes, Rosh Aruba Shulchano, Kshera. That's Machzekes. V'she'en Machzekes, Elk, the Rosh Aruba, and not Shulchano, if it doesn't fit, the Shulchan inside, it's not Zayin al Zayin, based on my posting. So why does it, in fact, talk about Mishahaya? It should say, Machzekes is Kasher, and Machzekes is Pasuk. So this is what Rav Nachman is challenging. So then, Meir, we already have no Machokas whatsoever about Shir Sukkah. It's all about this Inyan of Akzer. So now the Gemara pushes back. In fact, the Gemara, Besukkah Ketana Lo Pligi. Are you going to tell me that there's no Machokas, B'Shem B'Shir, about the Shir Sukkah, Besukkah Ketana? Listen to the following. V'asanya says the following in the Braisa. Machzekes Rosho V'Ruvo V'Shulchano K'Sheira. So the Tanakhama says that if it has the shear of Rosh Ruv Vishulchano, it's kosher. Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe Omer, and we saw these two shittas alluded to before in Yomid before, Achi Yehebo Arba Amos Arba Amos. That's not good. It has to be a minimum of Arba Amos to be considered a Dira of Sukkah. That is one brisa. The Tanya Idach, we have another brisa. Rebbe Omer, Ko Sukkah She'enba Arba Amos Psula. That's Rebbe again. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim there in the second Braisa disagree, and they say, Afilu, Ein Machzekes, Ela, Rosho, Verubo, Kshera. So in the second Braisa, the one who argues on Rebbe is stating that it's good enough with what? Rosho, Verubo, the Ilu Shulchano, Lo Katani. But it doesn't mention Shulchano. So he's now saying that the minimum Shir is now Vav Al Vav. It's Kashina Hadadi. So we have a stira between the first brisa that the one who argued on Rebbe, the Tanakhama there, says the shear is, minimum shear is Rosh Aruba Vishulchano, and the other brisa where the other opinion that argues on Rebbe says Rosh Aruba. So what do we make of this stira? Elo Rav Shmamina, the only way to account for that is to plug in who? Beshame Besila. Elo Rav Shmamina, ha Beshame ha Besila. So it must be that the second brisa that brings the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, the Shem Chacham, Rosh Berubo, that's Beisil, who doesn't require Shulchano. And in the first brisa that says Shulchano, that would be Beshamai. So you see, there is a Machokas about the Sukkah Tana. This is the Gemara's proof. Amar Mazutra, Masnisim Namideka. Now we can actually mean Medayik from the Mishnah that way, that the Machokas is about the Shir Sukkah. Midiktani, in that very case that we started with Mishahaya, it says Beis Shammai poslin ubeisil machshirin. Beis Shammai declares the sukkah to be pasul. Beisil says it's kosher. The im isa, and if it's discussing a case of a sukkah gedola nekzeira of Shammai yimashech, then what's the lashon of poslin machshirin? Beis Shammai omim lo yatsa. Beisil om yatsa mebayle. In other words, then they should be discussing the yeshiva sukkah, whether you're yotzei or not. Beis Shammai says it's not a good yeshiva sukkah, you're not yotzei. Beis Shammai says you are yotzei. But rather, the lashon is post machshin sounds like we're discussing the kashrus of the cheps of the sukkah, whether the sukkah is kasher at this shir. So that we have a raya. The other way, there's a machokis by a sukkah tan. Let's see Rashi. Amma Mazutra Deka Nami Dibiktana Pligi Ubishur Deposin Machshirin Al Kochach Asuka Mahadri. Now Rashi says Elo Lo Gasinan Vachi Gasin Lo Olam Betati Pligi. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Elo Kasha Mishahaya. So now we're back to two different diukim in the Mishnah that push in different directions. Before we had the diuk that we brought Misha Haya to prove that what is the discussion about? A sukkah gedola. Misha Haya, the story is, a yotzei yeshiva sukkah. But now we have the Lashon Posin Machshirin that suggests that the discussion is about a sukkah ketana, whether it's kosher or not, if you don't have the shir for shulchana. So what do we make of the two diukim? Kasha Misha Haya, that was the other diuk. Gemara says, la'olam b'tarti pligi. Now, Rashi must make clear here something. Maybe we'll get to return to this. We are not gores. What word? Ella. There was a girsa. Ella la'olam b'tarti pligi. Rashi says, it's not Ella. It's not a chazar from anything. La'olam, we have to know if there's a way to come back to the work out the Ella, but we'll have to wait for that. La'olam b'tarti pligi. Really, there's really two inyanim that they're arguing about. Number one, pligi b'sukkah ketana. And number two, pligi besukkah gedola. There are really two inyanim that the machokas revolves around. You have to insert something in the Mishnah. You have to read it as follows. Misha Yerosha Rubo Besukkah, B'Shochan V'Tocha Bayi, is the story of a person whose Shochan is out of the Sukkah. We're talking about a Sukkah Gedolah now. And about this case, B'Shami Omim Lo Yatsa B'Shami Yatsa. And there the expression of the two Shitas would be whether you're Yotze or not. That's a question about Yeshiva Sukkah, if Shochano is B'Tocha Habayis. And the basis for that would be L'Chor What, about what we discussed earlier, whether you go Zeshem or Yemashech Acha Shulchan. And that's one machlokes. And then, furthermore, another case we have to insert, v'she'en machzekes el kedei rosh aruba v'vad, if the sukkah cannot fit the shulchan, there, now we use the other expression, and that's going on that case, v'shamei posin v'sil machshim. So this is the pashut taitshuot of the Gemara. There are two inyanim that have to be discussed, and they're really related one to the other. The first inyan is, and this is big machlokes v'shonim, how do we paskin? How do we paskin in this machlokes beis shama beis hil? Now, in terms of the question of sukkah ketana, that's how we start off our sugya, our gemara, that the shia sukkah requires the amount that can contain shulchano as well, zayin al zayin. That's mefurish in the gemara that says ke beis shama velo tazuz mina, that we hold beis shama. Beis hilel would say it's enough, rosh of rubo, you don't need the shir sukkah to be shulchana, we hold you need shulchana as well. So it's mefurish in the Gemara that for that, halacha kibbeis shama. But now that we conclude the sugya, we see that there's a machlokes as well on a case of a sukkah gedola, the shulchana is out of the sukkah. And this seems to be a machlokes, as the Gemara played out in the Shaka V'Tayr, whether we make a gzeira, shami yimashech or not. So there's no statement in the Gemara, there's no statement in terms of who to paskin on. Do we take the Shita B'Shami there as well and say, Lo Yatza, you can't be Yotze if Shulchano is outside? Or in that regard, Halacha K'Mesila, like we know in rest of Shas. It's issue number one. But L'Chor, this issue is tied into another issue. And that is, what in fact is the basis for the Machlokes by Sukkah Ketan? By Sukkah Gedola, the machlokes clearly has to do with the gzeira of Shemei Yimashech. B'Shamei is gozer, B'Shamei is not. That's Gemara stated. But in terms of this question, why B'Shamei requires the Shia Sukkah to be including Shulchano, and B'Shamei says the Shia is Rosh HaVeruba, what's the pshat of that machlokes? What's the shita of B'Shamei? Why does B'Shamei require that you need the Sukkah to contain Shulchano as well? Does that have to do with the same issue, the same inyan of Gzeira Shema Yimashech? Is it something else? Obviously, if it is, then perhaps there's room to start tying the issues together, even though clearly there may be room to separate them, because the fact that the Mishnah tells you both cases and tells you machokis of both cases means that there would be basis to think that maybe one case is different than the other. So these are the issues that obviously have to be thought about. Now, before we look soon in the Rif and the Nosi Kalim and the Rif and everyone else, what would we say on our own when we consider the question of why Beis Shammai says you need Rosh HaVeruba? And let's even start with Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you need Rosh HaVeruba. Like, what's the Pashup Shah? Where does it come from? This inyan that you need the Sukkah to have the Shear of Rosh HaVeruba. Would you say it's a Dindrabban of Dindoraisa? Where does it come from? What's the Pashup Shat? On our own, you think of the Gemara, what comes to mind? What would be the basis for the Shita of Rosh HaVeruba, Rosh HaVeshulchano? What would you say? You
know? Okay,
we're talking, that Pasuk is a Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. We're not talking about Mitzvah Yeshiva now. We're talking about a Sukkah Kshera versus a Sukkah Psula. The minimum Shia Sukkah has to be X.
So it would be minimum it has to fit while you're studying.
What would be the idea? What would be the svara?
Sukkah below Shabbat.
Like you had sukkah below Noah.
Okay, we've been saying it has to be. So you give me the right term in a four-letter word in Hebrew. Dira. Let's talk about dira. Sarai, dira, diras keva. But before you say diras keva, a dira. What is sukkah at the heart of everything? The crux of the sukkah, it's a makom dira. Yes, it's a dira for 7 days. How do we classify that? But l'chor, you need to have a dira. Something called Dira Srucha later on. It has to be Dira. It has to be a place that you're going to camp yourself out there for the duration of the Chag. So there has to be some minimum shear that you can call that a dira. Less than that, you can't live there. It's not a habitat. It has to be a habitat that you can function in there. So now you say, what's considered place that your living space? What is the minimum shear that's called living space? So you say rosho v'rubo, or maybe rosho v'rubo v'shulchano. You have what to talk about. This is the basic definition of what a sukkah is. Yeah? Yes?
You hold rosho v'rubo. I think that's standing upright. So, but isn't there also a mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah?
What?
Meaning, don't you also, there's a mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, obviously.
Okay. So it's also true, yeah.
So that should probably be longer than just rosho v'rubo. I mean, the more numbers in rosho v'rubo, I don't think you're going to sleep.
Why not?
Rosh Rubo is standing up.
Now, the Shulchan speaks to Achila. Rosh Rubo speaks to not just Achila, Shaina also. We see in the Ramban I mentioned about this. Just because you don't have a Shulchan, why doesn't that preclude you from sleeping? And yet, it's not a good sukkah, it's not a good sukkah for anything. So we'll discuss that. That's an important line in the Ramban to get to. But Umaisa, Shulchan obviously speaks to the Indian of Achila. Now, this would mean that you don't have a Dira period. But now, if you look in the Sugya Adaf Zayin on the base, here you have Abaye pointing to the Shammai Shita that requires the Shir to be what he quotes the Mishnah of Misha Yeroshu v'Shulchano v'Toch Abayis v'Shammai Posim v'Somach Shir. Now he quotes the words of the Mishnah. And he says that indicates that Shita Space Shammai is Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina. Abaye lines up eight Tanoim who are of the opinion Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina. Each one in a different way. We already discussed this in terms of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and there's a whole list of Tanoim, each one relating to a particular halach of Sukkah. Now, what Sukkah is Abaye alluding to? What Beis Shammai, in our sugya, we read that there's a machokes by Sukkah Ktana and a Sukkah Gedola, and we're trying to figure out what the machokes is based on. By Sukkah Gedola, it's based on Gazrina and Shemim Moshachah Shulchano. By Sukkah Ktana, we're trying to figure it out. Beis Shammai, Abaye quotes Beis Shammai, quotes the Mishnah, and says that's a shita of Diras Keva Be'ina. Chayra, it seems clear that what machokes is Abaye referring to? Sukkah Ktana. Does the sukkah have to have X sheet amount that includes Shulchanah? If it were an issue of Shemi Mashach in a case of Mishahaya, so what does that do with just Kevabin? That's a Gzeira, it's a Shail Gzeira Shemi Mashach. So it's obvious that Abaye is relating to the Inyan of Sukkah Ktana, which is part and parcel of our sugya. Although our sugya brings in the Sukkah Gdol issue, we don't know what Abaye would say about any of that. But Abaye is directly relating to a Shita Beis Shammai that you have to have shear that contains Shulchano. And Abaye identifies that Shita Beis Shammai with the Shita of Sukkah Diras Keva Be'in. Now this is going to create a major problem for the Rif. We'll still see it inside. Namely, how do we paskin on Dav Gimel and Aleph on this question of Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel? That the sheer sukkah has to be Rosh of Rubu v'Shulchano, and the Mishnah Beisil says you don't need Shulchano. So the Gemara says Mefurish Halacha Kibbeis Shammai. That's what comes out of our Gemara. Now we have Abaye who's putting Beis Shammai in the box of holding sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina, together with all these other Tanaim, which are viewed as the Shita. The Shita always means, I'll give you this, we'll see in the Rishonim what they're referring to. The Shita always means that we don't go that way. This is not the mainstream. These are the Shitas that are fringe. Which means, of course, and as we discussed vis-a-vis Rabbi Yehuda as well, we, of course, hold Sukkah Diras Haroibin. That's what we saw with Rava. And Rabbi even agreed with Rava in the end. So, Lamaisa, we hold L'Halacha, Sukkah Diras Haroibin. So how do we understand the fact that we require Shulchano? If Beis Hillel would hold, you don't need Shulchano, that would probably mean he holds Diras Arai. And Abaye says, Beis Shammai requires it has to also be the shear that contains Shulchano. That's because he holds you need a Keva, Diras Keva. No, if that's the case, who should we hold like on this question? Like Beis Hillel, the rest are right. And yet our Sugya Daf Gimel says that we hold like Beis Shammai. So how do we fit Beis Shammai and Daf Gimel that we hold like with Beis Shammai and Abaye and Daf Zayin, who would be Chora, not who we hold like? We hold like Beis Hillel, the rest are right.
Isn't it all over Tana?
No, but I told you, Abaye is discussing Tana. Otherwise, there's no shaychus to the discussion, dearest Sarai, dearest Keva. He's obviously discussing dearest. And Sukkot Tana is clearly in the Sugya mentioned Halacha Kev Beis Shammai. And in terms of Abaye, we should be going the other way, that dearest Sarai, you know, which means we shouldn't need the Shia for Shulchan, which should be enough with Rosh of Rubo, not Shulchano, which is what Beis Hillel was. This is the problem that the Rif is wrestling with. So, how does the Rif solve this problem? So, there's two Rifs to look at. No?
No.
Okay, two riffs. One riff is on Abaye, and the other one is on Mishnah Chav Ches. Let's look at them together. And we have to understand what the riff is saying and the implications. So first we'll do the riff. When I gave you on the Marma Komos sheet, the Tzures HaDaf, Daf HaRiff, I meant the old Gemaras. If you want to convert it, you have to look what they do for you in Ozva Hada. They give you brackets. One bracket is for the corresponding to the Gemara, daf in the Gemara. The other bracket is corresponding to the old daf the Arif. You have to just figure out how to, you know, how to find it. It takes a little, so confusing at first. But meanwhile, this is the riff on the Gemara of Abaye. So the riff says that even though there is a list of eight Tanoim who are considered a Shita, which means that we should not follow like them, there are two of the list that the Rif explains why they are in fact kahalacha, and explains why that should be. So the first one is not our Inyan right now, but he links it to a whole other Inyan. See, they have it in Oz Vahada, they have it in bold way, I'm starting. I forgot the Kaimalan. Again, in my Oz Vahada, it's Amud Ches. In your Dabi Rif, we'd have to find it. So he starts by saying, "Afagav the kaimelan the koki haigav na shita ibles hilchasa kechad minayu." So that means when you have a shita, we don't follow any of those tanoim. Hacha ikatarti minayu dilchasaninu. Two out of the eight, even though they're part of the list of Abaye, which is called shita, we do hold back. So the first one is not our inyan. Chada haosu sukosu kimit srif. So that he explains why we can actually follow that shita that Abaye thought had to do with Diras Keva, but really we can hold that way, that's possible. And he shows you why that works. And he tells you because there's a different reason to Pasel. So that's not our Inyan right now, that's the first thing. And now, for our Inyan, the Idach. And the second thing on the list that Abaye puts in the Shita, which means we shouldn't follow Beis Shammai that requires the Shir Zayin al Zayin for Shulchano, and we hold. And so it sounds like we don't hold that way, but we do. The idach mi shahaya roshu v'shulchano roshu v'suka v'shulchano v'toch habayis the kaimelon the hilchas abahake beis shamai. We hold like beis shamai, but how could it be? The riff v'lav taimayu de beis shamai mishum de be'inu dives kev. You know why we can hold Beis Shammai? Because we have a different reason for Beis Shammai. Not the reason that who attributed to Beis Shammai? That Abaye. It's not because of Diras Keva. On that issue, we hold Diras Arai. But we hold like Beis Shammai because what? El Tamayu? Shem Degazvina Shem Imashach HaChashulchan. Comes the Rif and seems to be saying that there's a Machokes HaSugis. Again, the Ramban is going to elaborate on this. But what, without saying in those words, what the Rif has said in effect is, Abaye learned Pshat and Beis Shammai one way. If you would go with that Pshat, then you'd end up holding like Beis Hillel on this matter. But we don't accept Pshat and Beis Shammai that way. We have a different understanding of Beis Shammai, and based on that, we can hold like Beis Shammai. Where does he get that other understanding from? From what Sugya? That gift. And it comes out, according to the Rif, our Sugya has a different pshat in why Beis Shammai says the sukkah has to contain the shir of Shulchan. And it has to do with the same logic that underlies the machokes by a sukkah gedolah. That's what we can now see in the other riff, chatayim aninu. It's one underlying issue. Okay, before we get to the Ran and the Lebedik with the Talmud and the Rabban, let's see the other. See, the one is mashkin the other. The other if is in second parak on the Mishnah over there, Mishnah Yerosha Berubo, the Sukkah, the Shulchan Tel Chabayis. And then the Rif quotes our Gemara in connection to that Mishnah. So here you have to find the Dapi Rif. If you're also Hadar, it's Amid Lamed Hey, otherwise it's Gimel, I think. On that Mishnah in the second parak, the Rif quotes our Memra Amav Shmu Bar Yitzchak Helchat Tzichas Dei Machzekes Rosh Kidei Rosh Yerub Shulchan. Amalei Ravaba Keman Kibis Shammai Ve'el Keman Vigat Ami Amalei Ravaba Da Amal Rachmani Bis Shammai Hebrew Toshin Bin Namaska Benach Ve Yitzchak the whole sugya. In my dem sukkah ktana pligi, dem sukkah gdola pligi, kon di esmet mudem lautov, shukhan tocha bayis, dem is shami sami gazmina shami imashech, dem sukkah sami lo gazmina, dem kanami tan mishahaya, lo ktan mishayno machzik, lo shabu sami posk misa machshir, el amai besukkah gdola pligi, dem shami posk misa machshir, dem shami yomim yotz, misa mayotz, sami boyle, el kashi mishahaya, okay. All right, v'yasikna, and we conclude, what is the sugya that Gimel conclude? The betarti plig. This is our gemara. Betarti plig. Pligi besuke gedola, upli besuke ktan. There's a double machokas. Bechesuri mechser avachiktani. We have to put in something. Misha yerosh and ruba besuka. Veshulchan abetel chabayis. On that case, asuka gedola case. Bistam yomim lo yatz besom yatz. That's one ish, one case of the argument. And another case, bishena machzekas kiri rosh ruba shulchan. No. Zok the Rif, who do we hold like in both issues? Balocha kibis shamay b'tarvay. Tarvay. On the sukkah tana issue and the sukkah gedola issue. Why? The chad taima ninu. Keywords. Chad taima ninu. It's one underlying rationale for both issues. What is the issue? Zer shamay mashach or not. Is the reason why Besuke Gdola, you're not Yatza, and it's also the reason why you can't have a, you can't be Yotze with a Sukkah that doesn't contain the amount of space that allows for the Shulchan. And he says that's the Shia Zayin al Zayin. The Rishonim challenged the Rif on different grounds, the different ways. Let's speak outside, then we'll see more inside. The different ways that we can quibble with the Rif. Again, what is the Rif coming on, saying a halacha? The halacha therefore follows Beis Shammai, not only by Sukkah Ketana, which is what our sugi discusses, even by Sukkah Gedola. Why? Because since we hold like it's one reason, it's one machlokas, so we hold that we make a gzeira shemei mashech. So mela, that's the reason by Sukkah Ketana that it's possible if you don't have the shear of the Shulchan, and so too in the case of the Sukkah Gedola. So one way to quibble with the Rif is to say, look, you're coming to the conclusion it's chad time. Yeah, one underlying issue. But is it really clear that we should therefore carry over the gzeira? We have to know what it means to make a gzeira by Sukkah Ketana. We have to see what that means. The Baal HaMor asks, what do you mean? You don't have a shulchan at all. What's a gzeira? There's no shulchan there. What's the gzeira over there? So the Ramban says, yeah, what, why is there a gzeira? Because you don't have a shulchan, know what's going to happen. You bring a shulchan. No, you bring a shulchan. Where are you going to put the shulchan? Right outside. It's going to fit inside. It doesn't fit inside. So then what's going to be? You're mashach. So it's avad the gzeira, so you're mashach, right? Because you're going to get a shulchan, and you're going to be yimshachach, because it's right outside. Oh, but wait a second. It comes out that the gzeira is the reason by sukkah ketana and by sukkah gedola, granted. But why are you assuming that we hold like Beis Shammai by both? All the Gemara stated is we hold like Beis Shammai by Sukkah Ketana. But the fact that the Mishnah had to tell me the same achokas again by Sukkah Gedola, if it's the same issue, repeat again, why bother repeating the same achokas twice? So it must be that just because you know the machokas in one case, I wouldn't know that there'd be a machokas in a second case. Why would that be? Who can give me a svar l'chalek? If I only knew Sukkah Ketana, so Islam says you can't. Gzeiras Hamei Yomashech, you can't have such a sukkah. You might be im shachach shulchan. So then, what about Sukkah Gedola? Could you hear chiluk? Yeah.
It's like with machshir, it's like something that with the oil, with the nisuch, that if you have enough room and then you can't put it in.
In other words, if you couldn't put it in, so then where is there more likelihood of shema yimashir? By sukkah ketana, sukkah gedola. Sukkah ketana, because there, there's no brera, but you have to go after the table. You can't bring the table to you. It doesn't fit. However, when it comes to sukkah gedola, so mehecha teisi, that how you know that it's going to be one direction, maybe to the contrary, maybe you don't make it there because you bring the shulchan to you. There's room in the sukkah. That's where the Mishnah has to repeat itself. And if I only had sukkah gedola, I would say maybe over there, Beisilo says it's okay because he not goes there in that case. Maybe by sukkah gedola. So the Mishnah has to repeat the machukas twice because I would have thought that you could machalik. No, if there's already room to be machalik, which is why the Mishnah had to tell me the same machukas twice, because it's not necessarily automatic that what's true in one case is true in the other. You can distinguish. So then how can the Rif go away saying that just because the Gemara Paskin Zek Beis Shammai, that would go to Shami Yimashik? According to the Rif, that's the reason by Sukkah Ketana. So we also, like Beis Hillel, like Beis Shammai, Beis Sukkah Gedola. Maybe in that case, we don't know. The Gemara doesn't tell us who we hold like. So maybe in that case, we should go like Beis Hillel. And that goes, it's one way to tie on the Rif. So if you look at the very end of the Ramban, you'll see that Taina and the Ramban tries to defend the Rif from that kasha. Yes, Avraham.
You might go out of the sukkah. So, like, if that's the gzera, then what does it mean that in the big sukkah you might not have a gzera because you'll bring the shulchan, but then that's no longer an issue?
No, the likelihood that it will come about such a scenario that you'll end up following and going out of the sukkah is greater in a small sukkah where the shulchan could not have been brought in. So you're gonna if you might end up going out to eat. Whereas here, it could just as well be the other way around. So then it's not as strong a...
We're not stopping the size.
The possibility is less strong. It's not as likely. It's less likely. So maybe that's why the Mishnah has to repeat both cases. So maybe there's no reason to make... There's a gzera in the other case, basically gedola. Okay, so the Mishnah tells you Beis Shammai decided to make the gzera there too. But just because I know halachah ki Beis Shammai in a sukkah ketana doesn't dictate... Halachik Beis Shammai Beis Sukkah Gedola.
Is it the size of the sukkah, or just any size sukkah, you can't have the shulchan?
Right, correct, right.
So what does that mean, the gzera?
The reason why they did disqualify the yeshiva sukkah was because we're afraid what would happen is you may end up eating out of the sukkah, following the table. But where is that more likely to happen? Beis Sukkah Ketana. This is assuming, yes, Colin, yeah.
Why can't the Mishnah just say Gedola?
So then you'd go the other way. Now, then I would say that Beis Hillel only was Machshir by Sukkah Gedola, because there he thought that he wouldn't make Gzeira, because there, why should you assume you're going to go out to the Shulchan, maybe you bring the Shulchan in, but maybe by Sukkah Tana Beis Hillel would also be going there. So the Mishnah has to tell me both cases, to tell me that in both cases Beis Shammai is Gozer Shammai Yimashich, and in both cases Beis Hillel is not Gozer. So the Rishonim asked, they ran over here, and other Rishonim say, so new. So even granted that the Rif holds Chataimahu, but clearly you would have thought to be Machalik. That's why the Mishnah tells me the Machalkas twice in two different cases. Because the Gzeira is a bigger Chiddush in the case of Sukkah Gedola than a Sukkah Ketana. So then just because we pass in like Beis Shammai in Sukkah Ketana doesn't have to mean we pass in Beis Shammai in the other case. Comes the Ramban to the defense of the Rif and says, no, but you can't make your own hachra. A rebusa it is. It's a mixture of chiddush that will make us there in both cases. But both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold to their guns. Each one says we're not gozer in either case, and one says we're gozer in both cases. So now we know Beis Shammai is correct by one. Now we're going to say, well, we didn't hear the Gemara talk about the other case. So now we're going to on our own decide, oh, that's svara l'chalek that the Mishnah to tell me the rebusa of both cases, that's going to hold water to the extent that now we're going to decide to machriya like Beis Shammai here, Beis Hillel over there. He says, Rabbi, that's not mistab. That's the very end of the Mochamus that I gave you, the last paragraph. He says, it's true that it's a rebusa. It's a chidush to say both cases because you could have thought the machal, but for us to take that and run with it and decide that we should be machriya halacha here, like Beis Shammai, here, Beis Hillel, that's not something that's mistab at all. That's how he defends that. The Rif on those grounds. See in the very last paragraph of the Mechamos. that's it. Here it is. El Shiyesh Mitamidei Rabbeinu, the last paragraph. Here's a new paragraph. In the other ones, I don't know if it's a new paragraph, but it's a new point. Take a look. The very end of the Machamos. The very last couple of lines. Yesh mitamidei rabbeinu ma'arim ma'ashe kasa peka yoshe in dalocha kibit shame b'tavayu b'gdolu b'ktana v'omrim the afa gav the kaimulan kibit shame b'suka ktana mishim d'shchiach l'migzar shame imashach achat shulchano. There it's more shchiach to make a gzera. Me'achash ein mokom b'suka sheim shochet shulchano lo. There's no place in the sukkah to bring the shulchan to you. Aber besuke gedola ki be sil kein malon ve lo gas bin shme yima she chacha shulchano ela shulchano hu moshe chlo. So then by besuke gedola we should go like be silo and say, oh dear, you bring the shulchan to you, you're not going to fit, you're going to go to shul. Aber gedola ga onim kach pasku ki tibir abeinu zau ve lo chilku bin gedola gtana. Why not? Says the Ramban. She ain hachra asenu machra'as b'machlukto shal b'shamei b'shila. Our hachra is not going to decide this machlokes. Ho'il v'lo matzino b'gemara mishe hifrish b'in zu l'zu. There is no shita that we can pin our hat on and say, oh, you see, he's machalik. See the shita? He's only making a gzeira by sukkik dola shamei mashach, and not by sukkik tana. I mean, the other way around. He only makes a gzeira by sukkik tana, not by sukkik dola. You don't see such a shita. We want to invent such a shita. Now, why do we want to invent it? Not out of thin air. Because, after all, there was the Mishnah supposed to have a need to repeat the machlokas. So he says, afa pisha nechaku b'shteyan lo diacha kochan. Lo diacha kochan means that it tells you sukkah ktana lo diacha kocha of who? Sukkah ktana. Kocha de. Even though there's more reason to be goes there. And it tells you by sukkah ktana lo diacha kocha de mishama, even though there's less reason to be goes there. That's fine. It tells you in those cases, there's a rebusa there for each side. However, but each one reveals clearly where they stand, that there is no bottom line distinction. The Beisilu makes no gzera anywhere. Beisame makes a gzera everywhere. The Ein Lifso Zu, Hachshe Zu, you can't decide we're going to be machriya, elo oshtem psulos osheng sheos. Which is why the Rif can say, once the Rif gets to the point of understanding that chad taima, the tarvayu, says the Rif, now already he's on solid ground, says the Ramban, to say, look, if you see from the Gemara that we're holding like Beis Shammai, to be gozer in Sukkot Tana, now already, true, the Mishnah gave me a ribusa, a lodiacha kocho by Sukkot Gedola, but Lamaisa, if we're Beis Shammai Sukkot Tana, we can certainly assume halachic Beis Shammai by Sukkot Gedola. This is one angle that the Rishonim go to quibble with the Rif. But there's a more fundamental layer to this. Yes?
I'm just combined by the first Rif that we saw when he's working within a framework of a Vaye who says that these shittas are. So how can he possibly put it down?
We're getting there. We're going to get to the Machamas, what he says. It's a Machokis. He says, how did Abaye learn out the Machokis? This is now the more fundamental attack on the Rif comes from the following angle. Again, we'll see more inside soon. The Rif is now assuming chad taima l'tavayu. Based on our sugya, he says the machlokes by sukkah ktana is also based on Beis Shammai's gzera. And here, one can question, l'chayra, why do you have to assume that at all? What was bringing the Rif to that conclusion? Because he had a problem from Abaye. Because Abaye links Beis Shammai's shita to the what? To one who holds Diras Keva Be'inan. And Rip says, but we always hold Diras Abai Be'inan. So how can we hold Andav Gimel like Beis Shammai? Which means that we have to separate between Abaye's take on Beis Shammai Beis Sukkah Ketana. That's the case of Abaye's Koikul Sukkah Ketana, which is based on Diras Keva. And the way our sugya approached it, which is going with the idea of the gzeir. As the Ramban elaborates, we'll see soon inside as well, Abaye, says the Ramban, Bedas HaRif, Abaye didn't know about Shema Yimashek. It was not on his radar screen. There are other ways around this point, but they want to maybe put it together, but we'll say it the way the Ramban says it. The Ramban learns Bedas HaRif, that Abaye thought that there's only one case that they're arguing about, namely Sukkah Tan. There was no machokes by Sukkah Gedolah. It's the way our Gemara began. The diuk halashon of Mishahaya didn't bother Abaye. That's what Ramban says. You'll find it in the Machamas. What did Abaye think the case was the machokes about? Sukkah Ketan. What's the machokes? Beis Shan Beis Hillel, Diras Arai versus Diras Kev. This is what the Riff understood, Bidas Abaye. But our sugya, which brings the diuk of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah goes on and says, Mishahaya, which shows you the argument by Sukkah Gedolah, and Sukkah Gedolah is about an issue of if you make a gzeira, Shemi Mashech. So now already, that becomes the reason for everything. And that's why we can pass the Mishnah by Sukkah Gedolah, because it's one chatayim l'tavai. Comes the Ran, comes the Balamor, each one in a different way, and says, wait a second, why are you creating this new machokas of sugyas? What gives you the right to do that? We can still interpret the machlokes by Sukkah Ketana not based on a gzeira. And if anything, maybe there's no gzeira over there. What kind of, there's no shulchan here at all. We're talking about gzeira, Shemi Mash. There's no shulchan here. Maybe you bring a shulchan. That's too much. The gzeira is when you have a shulchan out of the Sukkah Gedolah. Sukkah Ketana is a machlokes based on the notion of keva. The notion of keva. Beis Shammai requires a certain measure of keva. So it doesn't require that measure of keva. But that issue doesn't have to spill over in terms of the larger issue of diras keva, diras arai. No, we can adopt Beis Shammai's shita even if we hold on the machlokes, let's say what the Ran puts it. Sukkah diras arai. Right? Against Rabbi Yehuda. Diras arai. But if you don't have Shulchan Aruch for Beis Shammai, you even lack Diras Arai also. That's where the Ram puts it. Having Diras Arai. The Baal Mor puts it in a different way. Even Diras Arai, you need a certain type of keva. Which basically means we don't have to suddenly leave Beis Shammai and not pass Beis Shammai because we hold generally Diras Arai Be'inan. There's a certain inyan of keva here that we do accept. Either because without that you don't even have Diras Arai, or because you have to have some measure of keva anyway. It comes out that the machlokes by Sukkah Ketana is a machlokes about that inyan, that whether you require that element of keva, that without that I don't have even what I would require for the base mitzvah of Sukkah. But does that have any shaychus to the machlokes of Shemi Yimashech, of Sukkah Gedolah? Absolutely not. Which leaves us clearly with two separate issues, lo karav zel zeh, and all we have therefore in Dav Gimel is a hachra like Beis Shammai on that issue that requires the keva element of the shir sukkah to encompass Shulchan Aruch. But on the question of zer shemei mashek, which is a second machlokes, has no shaychus, so of course we hold like Beis Hillel. And this Riff was saying chataim in the new because he was bothered by how to square Abaye with holding like Beis Shammai and Dav Gimel and assuming that Abaye quite Abaye's attribution to Beis Shammai we should hold Beis Hillel. No, there's a way to be able to still hold in general Diras Arai and still understand that you can require Shulchan Aruch as well. That's the basic outline of the approach. We have to see how the Baal Mor puts it, how the Ran puts it, and that's another way to tack the Riff. So that's not, that's challenging the whole Riff's conclusion, what he's running with, to prove a machlokas a sugyas here. There's no reason to have to say that. We can make Abaye fit within our sugyas too, and still accept the conclusion that we hold like Mishnah. Okay, now I think we're ready to look a bit inside. Right? That's basically the outline of, we have to start. There's some nekudas here that we'll see more, but this is what we have here. Eitan, yeah.
How would Beis Hillel then wouldn't need any...
Right, that element, it's called Diras Arai without the shtir of the Shulchan, and Beis Shammai holds, and we can accept this, that the way around, it's not called even Diras Arai if you don't have the place for the Shulchan.
So that way, doesn't have the
Dira
requirement.
Dira, yes. What? Wait. So, let's step back a second. Why do you need Vav? Why Rosh HaBeruvo? Start, go back to what we started with. L'chara, that has to be based on Dira. Dira. Shaliz, you have to have this extra point of also for Shulchan as well. But L'chara, that would be a Dindo Raisa. That's not a Xer issue. And a Beis Shammai's Dindo Raisa would be, no, it's not a Dira that we need for Sukkah without Shulchan. According to the Riff's understanding, L'chara, it would seem that the whole halacha of requiring that extra tefach, Zayin al Zayin is supposed to vav al vav. It's only dinter rabbanan.
So why?
Only dinter rabbanan. Midaraisa vav al vav is kashu. Why the extra tefach v'shulchano? Because of gzeir. According to what we're saying now against the Rif, the sheer Zayin al Zayin for Rif Shammai, that's mitzad the ikad dinteraisa.
Beis Shammai's requirement is considered a kebab, but Beis Hillel's would not be considered a kebab.
According to Beis Shammai, anything short of Shulchan, vav vav vav, is not sufficient. It's not sufficient for Dira of Sukkah. You need some that element of kebab as well. We have to see more. Let's see inside a little bit. Where should we start from? We'll start from the Ran. Get the Ran on the page of the Rif. Let's see how the Ran puts it. Then we'll come back to Balmor and the Ramban. Hopefully we have a look. How much time we'll have, we'll see. Okay, the Ran Halacha Sochat. No, not the Shat. Open it anymore? No, no. Not the window? No, the window. Okay, open the door maybe. Good day. Just to have the air from outside. Helps a little bit. Okay, Shkayach. Okay. Okay, no, better. Talk the Ran. Halacha tzvicha shetei rosho machzekes rimshom shulchano pasek harif kibes shamai b'tarvayu. Everyone see it? The Ran earlier, actually, maybe also just maybe start with that because he's going to refer to what he says later. Start with the Ran on the first Rif, and then he's bekitzer, but then he says, I'm going to write about it more. Look at the first Ran and then the second Ran. Let's see if we can do that. Run through the Ran, not too fast, but okay. V'idach. See, the V'idach on the first Rif. The other one, Mishaya, the other one that we pass in, not like the Shita, Mishaya Rosh Hashulchano, Tachabayis, El Time Dethu Mishem Gzarin Shem Yimashach Hashulchano, Zelashin Harif, Ein Dvar Muchrachin, Ein Dvar of Muchrachin, El Afilu Neima, the Davka Besuke Gdol Avi Time Dethu Mishem Gzarin Shem Yimashach Hashulchano, U Besuke Ktana Mishem Dethu Chazi Ladira. In other words, two separate issues. It's not that Beis Shammai's Shita by Sukkah Ketana is based on Gzeira. Nevertheless, Matzinon Lemeima Shapir Halacha Kibes Shammai. It's not that Halacha Kibes Shammai, because it has to do with a separate issue, which is the same issue as Sukkah Gdola. It could be a separate issue. We can still hold Beis Shammai. The Imishim Tabai Mukim La Beshita. Svirulei the Taimai Mishim Diras Keva Beinan. Kevan the Bigmar Deresh Pirkin Paskinan Besukkah Ketana Kabasayu. Alma Svirulon Vidivya. I'm a spiralan. The afiluman the omas sukkah diras arai beinan. Even if you'll diras arai, kosh ein machzekes rosho v'rubu v'shulchano afilu l'diras arai lo chazir. This is what we just said a minute ago. If you don't have the shir for shulchano, it doesn't even pass the test of diras arai. V'od echto mizeh b'perka yashin b'siyat b'shmai. And that's where he sends us to the other Ran. Let's go to the other Ran. Upasik harif, zal ki beis shamai b'tarvayu, v'choku alav. And they ask on the Rif, t'nehi d'biktana, if zika helchisa ki beis shamai, d'amri le'el tzvicha shtei machzek es roshu v'shulchano. Even though we hold beis shamai in that issue, by sukkah ketana, v'sukkah gedola, mashma, d'kayim one ki beis hillel. Why? Kimin d'beis shamai b'kam beis hillel in a Mishnah. We hold beis shamai is nothing k'neged beis hillel. We hold like beis hillel. Less run, L'mikvah hilchisa kibes shamai, ela b'mayd ifsika b'behedya hilchisa kibesai. Our hands are tied. If the Gemara says hilchisa kibes shamai there, that's where we go with kibes shamai. Aba b'mayd lo ifsik hadrina l'klalim. We go back to the default. B'naktina kibesil. That is what it should be. V'od the mashma not like the Rif. The mashma the trei taimi the pliginenu. L'chayr it's two separate issues. Not chat taima like the Rif says. Ubisukah gedola ha is parish time the Beis Shammai b'gemara. What's the reason Ubisukah gedola is no good? Shemachem yilo yatzah shem yimashachach shulchano. Ubisukah ketana lav mehay time a pasli. Not because of that. El mishum disfira luhu dires keva beinan kedaminan davzayin. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Rav Yosef Yehuda Beis Shammai kos dires keva beinan. Wait a second. And he the kaimalan kerabana the ami sukah dires adroi beinan. So how can it be that we hold diras keva here? Diktsas keywords, diktsas kibiyusa beina. We're basically in the camp of diras arai, But we still need some small element of kviyos, because other than that, if you, short of that, you don't even have a diras hazai, as he'll say. The ksas kviyos of be'inan shetei machzekes roshim v'shulchano di'ilo diras serucha here. He borrows the lashon of dalet diras serucha. The Gemara has a case where the hutzin of the schacha going into the ten tfachim, and they get in your way. That's called a diras serucha. It's a spoiled dira. It's a subpar dira. So if it's a subpar dira, it can't work even on dira sarai level. Hilkach, sukkah gdola or sukkah ktana trei taiminim. And therefore, afagav the ifsika hilchasak yimishtam yisukkah ktana, that you need also the shir of shulchano, because otherwise you don't even have the dira at all. The sukkah gdola hadrinam leklalim, we go back to the default, v'naktinam ki beisilel demachshim. That is one taina on the riff. Now he wants to say another word, which we didn't yet speak out. The old afilutim tzolomar, the mechad. Oh no, we'll say the afilutim tzolomar, the mechad time of pass. We did speak it out. The mechad time of pass. The shama b'sukkah gdol b'sukkah ktana. That it really is one issue. We grant the riff. You saw that it's one machlokas about whether it gets rina. The mishum shami mashech. The abaya. What about abaya? The money will be shami b'hadi hanot hanoy tzfiul b'sukkah gdol keva b'inan. So he throws in an interesting vart. You need a sukkah that has in it the potential. Oh, that's an interesting vart that the Ran throws in. The Ran does not say this. That Abaya meant there has to be a sukkah that cannot have the possibility of Shemi Yimshach. Abaya bars into Shemi Yimshach. The Inami. The Abaya, the Amahach, is fearlay, the less Hilchasan Kibish Shammai. Abaya might say we don't have Rishamim, Shemochi Amar Tamayim, Mishim Diras Kevabina. Ava Anan de Paskinon Kavasayu. We hold like Rishamai, so why would that be? Like the Rif said. The Tamay de Rishamai, Bisukha Ktana Nami, Shem Shami Mashech. Vecha Taimahu Bahadi Sukha Gdola. Says the Ran, but Afilochi Ikalamemar, the Nehi, the Chad Taimahu. But still, Tfei Shaykh Lemigza Shami Mashech, Bisukha Ktana. She Yefshalim Shach Shuchano Etzlo. There, it's less, it can't go the other direction. The Why do you repeat the same machlokas? If they're not identical, like Tana, we go with Xera, we go with Gaonim. And what did the Ramban say in defense of the Rif for that? We're not going to make our own hachra. True that there's a ribusa, lo diacha kocho of each one, but we're not going to make, if neither one made that split and we don't have anyone who did it, we are going to go with Bishame all the way. Okay, we have more pratim to look at in the Rabbah. More in the Rabbah, and Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow with this, but this is the Rashi Prakim, at least the beginning of it.